Today's Country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss in the morning. As we always say, our long national nightmare is over. The Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive has been caught.
Yes, this person stole $5,000 from us and ran around Sonoma County until Nick from Rohnert Park caught her.
Nice job, man.
Thank you. No, I just want to start by saying thank you to Froggy and you guys for having the contest and letting me win $5,000.
You found her in G Park in Rohnert Park. You asked her, are you the Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive?
What was that like, actually, when she said, I am?
I didn't believe her.
Yeah?
I thought she was just some random lady at the park kind of messing with me.
Yeah. That could happen, I guess. I didn't think of it that way. So you've got the money, $5,000. What are your plans with it?
I'm donating half of it. Like I said on the radio, I like to donate money to St. Jude's, the Wounded Warrior Foundation, and the Rohnert Park Animal Shelter.
Now, what compels you to do something like that? Most people, honestly, this day and age, the money's mine.
Don't get me wrong. I could definitely use the money and spend it in a million different ways, but it's just felt like the right thing to do.
So you've picked those three charities, a Wounded Warrior Project. Why did you choose that charity?
I just had a lot of respect for the guys that have gone over there, fought, and then came back different than the way that they left.
And the Rohnert Park Animal Shelter?
I used to live next to that park. That's how I knew where it was.
Really?
I used to always walk my dog at that park, and I got my dog from the animal shelter. So,
It all kind of cosmically connects, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And St. Jude?
Well, I mean, St. Jude just does amazing things.
Now, other people are joining you to donate.
I talked to one of my union reps at the IBEW, Local 1245, told him that I won the money and everything like that, and then I was going to donate half of it, and they offered to match my donation dollar for dollar. So they're going to be donating to the three different charities.
Good for them.
And your company is going to be donating some money.
I work for PG&E, and PG&E has also offered to donate some money as well.
Is it amazing you have one selfless moment, and people pile on that and make it even better?
No, I thought it was quite amazing that they were able to do it.
It really pays off.
Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss with Nick, who recovered $5,000 from the Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive. Well, we wanted to show you at least one of the people that your money is helping. She's from Santa Rosa, and she's a St. Jude patient. Her name is Capri, and she's 6 years old. Come on in, Capri.
Wow. Right on.
Becky is here with Capri. Becky is Capri's mom. And Becky, can you tell us how St. Jude helped save your little girl?
I think every dollar, St. Jude's, I would tell everybody, if you can one day, go there, see the hospital for yourself, tour it, the staff, the activities that they have for the kids that are sick, the kids that can't go home and live a normal life as they're under treatment. Every dollar is just, it's amazing. The bottom line is we all can't stop until every child is cured.
How is Capri now?
She's doing great. She's back at school. She's doing dance.
Excellent.
We kind of try to keep her as on schedule as possible. She actually goes back next Tuesday for scans at St. Jude's.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we get a little bit of scanxiety. I think I do. I don't think she does anymore.
What kind of dancing are you doing, Capri?
Jazz and hip-hop.
Cool. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming by and saying hello to Nick.
And Nick, what is it like to see one of the kids that your money and PG&E's and your unions is saving?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm very glad that you came by. I'm glad that you're able to go and do your dance classes.
Yeah, you do any hip-hop, Nick?
No.
Okay.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for your donations for all of these great causes.
Thanks for being a nice man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
7:46, Rob and Joss in the morning. Frog.